Welcome back, everybody, to We Didn't Read It. We're here with...
I'm your host, Aiden.
And I'm your co-host, Grace.
And I'm the man on the keys, I'm Ryan.
And I'm your guest today, I'm Hyde.
Yes, Hyde.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a wonderful freaking... What day does this come out? Wednesday?
This comes out Wednesday.
This comes out Wednesday.
Welcome to We Didn't Read It.
So we have Hyde as our guest today. Let's dive into all things Hyde.
Yeah, why don't you tell us about this shirt you got here,
yes, and
cool
as your
guy.
Host, I'd like to ask you about your shirt.
And your co-host would like to know as well.
So this is my new favorite shirt. We went to a vintage market on Saturday.
Sunday morning.
Grace didn't go. She was busy.
I ordered Taco Bell to the house.
That's why you were busy, or that would just...
That's what I did instead of going there. I was going to go, but I ordered Taco Bell, and then I watched a how-to-act video on YouTube. So,
well, did you learn how to act?
She was taking notes. It said how to act, and I was like, it's too late.
No, I was doing notes on my character reel, and I just happened to be watching this video. It was like a video essay about like old Hollywood acting versus new acting. And it was
What's the difference?
Well, old Hollywood is more theatrical, and they have to really pronounce their words because it was...
Transatlantic,
because... Mm-hmm. They did it really theatrical and had to pronounce the words because it was like talkies. It was like new. Sound wasn't that great.
Hey, I'm going to... Yeah.
Shut up. Do we want to bring that back or no?
Bring it back to my shirt? Yes. So yeah. It was $32, but I haggled them down. I got it for $25.
Well, because also isn't $25 about how much that would actually cost in the store? Like,
yeah, I guess. I don't know.
But they priced it up just because it's like an older... variant of the...
Yeah, so now you got an older used version for the same price.
What's the most amount of money you would be willing to spend on a cool thrifted shirt?
I mean, that depends very much. I mean, I'm not in like the hype thrift culture of it all, because like I feel like if some people are like, oh my god, that's a Marco Di Barrio shirt, that's worth...
Marco Di Barrio.
Who's that?
It's a name I made up.
It's Marco Di Barrio.
Keep up with me, boys, come on.
Dude, this is a 2004 Marco Di Barrio.
Exactly.
He's probably a NASCAR driver.
Yeah, It was one of his shirts. I feel like I'm only ever willing to pay like $15 to $20 on a shirt.
Same.
Capping it at that.
Like a thrift shirt or like any shirt?
Any shirt ever.
If there was some shirt that I like was like in love with, I don't know, I maybe would spend like...
Walk us through your ideal shirt.
Something that fits good.
Nice big wings.
So you walk into a thrifty shopper or a vintage market, you see a long sleeve 2003 Marco Di Barrio.
Yep.
You're not dropping more than...
For Taylor Swift Eras Tour money on that?
Yeah.
You know what? You're right. You're right. I could be persuaded. If it's got like a fun, cool graphic on it, I'll do that.
MDB.
What if it's signed by Marco Di Barrio?
See, now to me, Marco Di Barrio, as this conversation has progressed, I'm becoming more and more Marco Di Barrio fan. So if you would have asked me before this conversation started, do I like Marco Di Barrio? We got to make Marco Di Barrio merch. What is this?
Everyone's going to start wearing
Marco Di Barrio. We should just do it and see.
Is Marco Di Barrio a real person?
Oh my, we make like a thrift account that just is like constantly like pushing Marco Di Barrio merch.
Yeah, like who is this?
Oh my god, I found a Marco Di Barrio shirt.
What is...
So we have to plant Marco Di Barrio.
What does he look like? Yeah. I think to me he looks like Rami Malek.
Okay.
Okay.
I think like a little like...
So he looks
darker,
a little weird.
Rami Malek.
I was thinking like 4 foot.
Yes.
Bald.
No. Oh, he's short though. He's short.
He's very short.
He's a short
extremely
Rami Malek.
Short. Marco Di Barrio.
What does he do?
More, like,
what
Italian looking?
He's just a designer.
No, he's a race car driver.
Oh, he's a race car driver. Yeah, yeah. But he's always like in uniform.
Can
like,
you be a short race car driver?
Oh yeah, or, it's like a jockey.
Right.
Is it?
Because you got to ride that thing.
True, you got to get in that tiny little window. Mm-hmm. You can't be big to get in that window. Yeah,
you get in the window.
Imagine tiny.
He jumps in.
Imagine Ryan getting in that window.
He's not getting in the window.
He's going to be like, no.
Ryan,
oh, I'm lanky.
I've seen Ryan drive. He uses the door.
Yes, he uses the door.
He's so tall.
Marco Del Barrio.
Nope. Different guy.
I bet he doesn't even have a shirt.
That's a different person, but who is that?
Yeah. Who is it?
Heath, who is that?
He works in Spain as a project manager.
Oh, Marco.
This Mark Del Barrio is going to be like, who's making these shirts?
If anyone knows
it's
him.
Very close.
Can
to
we see what he looks like? Because maybe I'm envisioning this exact
the
move.
LinkedIn profile is a blank.
Damn. But that did look like him.
Short, bald. It looked like your guy.
What if someone just started making merch of you?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Let's pick another guy. And
is this?
Yeah, you walk down the street, you see someone with their shirt.
Yeah. But I guess to answer your question, now I'd drop $100 on a Marco Di Barrio shirt.
Marco Di Barrio.
Or wait. What would
Who's this guy?
Marco Di Barrio.
MDB.
But he does go by Mark DeBark.
Yeah.
Mac DeMarco.
I think he's going to be on Sesame Street soon.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're doing a little car segment.
Yeah. Well, he had that massive car accident where he stepped out of the burning car and everything. He was like Anakin.
Oh, Marco did? Oh,
yeah. Marco DeBarrio. He almost died.
It was very...
Yeah.
And then they made a t-shirt of him on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, Mark de Barrio never burns.
That was the phrase? The rallying cry?
Mark de Barrio never burns.
Marco de Barrio never burns.
It was tough because he did burn.
He did burn.
His skin was burned.
No, but his PR team made the wrong move because they denied all the allegations that there was ever a fire.
And then they made him come out with...
He did not burn!
He had to come out and make that statement, which is why it's such a famous thing.
Yeah. Years later, he said, Marco de Barrio does not burn.
It's like Kim Jong-un. Now they say he doesn't like poop.
Yes, exactly.
He says what?
Kim Jong-un doesn't, like they say, yes. He doesn't poop.
Like we all know Marco de Barrio poops.
Exactly like that.
It's the mythology.
And have you seen the boots he released recently?
Yeah.
His platform boots he released. Yeah. Because he wears them because he's 4 foot.
He's 4 feet.
He's basically the same height as Sabrina Carpenter.
They look like driving shoes, but they're platform.
Marco de Barrio, played by Barry Keoghan.
I really hope he doesn't get canceled ever.
Well, the thing is, he's uncancelable. Yeah. He's like Kim Jong-un in that way.
Marco de Barrio, uncancelable. And it's just him on the shirt.
He can't get canceled.
Marco de Barrio.
Marco de Barrio.
His whole thing is he doesn't speak a lick of Italian.
He's
he doesn't
got a
speak
thick
a
single accent,
word. Though. Where's he from?
He doesn't speak a single word, but he has a very thick Sicilian accent.
He's from parts unknown. He's like Tommy Wiseau.
Oh, Tommy Wiseau. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
gosh.
He just talks funny.
Oh, hey, Marco.
Oh, hey, Marco.
Hey, Marco. That's good.
The Room. The Room. Is the name
I've only
of the
ever
movie.
Seen a film review of The Room. One of those, like, you know, snarky movie reviewers on YouTube. Mm. One of those type of reviewers.
Oh, yeah.
That's Tommy Wiseau's whole career now. He just he does screenings of The Room and does like Q&As and stuff. Like my friend went and saw him in London. He just
still.
You're saying now? That's always been his whole career.
Well, no, I'm saying like what is this like 30 years later?
Yeah, that's like
how
kind
is
insane.
He still? That's the only thing he's doing, just watching his own movie.
Oh, he did Shark something. He did like
Shark Week.
No, he did like a
Sharknado,
Hurricane Shark or something. It was in New Orleans, and it was like Sharknado.
You're telling me after Sharknado, he made a movie about a hurricane shark?
Hurricane?
I swear, I don't know what it's called.
He was trying to capitalize on that.
Yeah,
that trend.
Maybe it's because it's built like a cult following. People are just so like.
There hasn't been a Sharknado in a long time.
2005, there was a Sharknado.
Yeah.
No, there was a hurricane called Katrina. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, it was Katrina. Did it have any Sharknados? Is that a stupid question? Were there Sharknados?
No, I don't think there were any Sharknados.
I'm here to learn.
I'm here to learn.
You know, open mind.
I'm from Louisiana. I can say all this. They can't cancel them, please.
Oh,
yeah. Well, we can't say Katrina.
Cancel us for just asking questions.
Okay.
All right. Well, that was fun.
I think we covered
Marco de Barrio.
All right. What book are we getting into today, here, Heatherson?
Today, we didn't read Percy Jackson and the Olympians, The Lightning Thief.
Today, we didn't read...
And the Olympic Village. Percy Jackson and the Olympic Village.
Today, we didn't read Percy Jackson in Paris 2024 in the Olympic Village.
Is it the Olympians? It actually is?
When did the Olympians come in?
That's more generally the series, but I think it is just called Percy Jackson and the Lightning Thief. In the way that sort of Harry Potter is the Sorcerer's Stone.
But if he's lightning, why is it and?
Today we didn't read Percy Jackson
because
and
maybe
the Sorcerer's
he didn't steal
Stone.
The lightning.
That's like Hyde and the handsome guy, you know?
Right. It's confusing because it's redundant.
Wait, who's the handsome guy?
Is it
you just called him handsome.
I know.
That
That's
was nice.
The joke he was trying to make.
That's nice of you.
I'm so confused.
Why are you acting like she's doing an act of charity?
That was so good.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Why are you asking? Yeah. I think he's a handsome boy.
Thank you.
I would never marry him. Would never recommend any of my friends to date him.
All right. Well, but
I'm just kidding. But I'll tell you what. He's a looker.
He does. Yeah, he looks at girls.
Respectfully and kindly because he is a gentleman.
Yes.
Yes. I look for too long, though, sometimes.
Let's get into Percy Jackson, the Olympian, and the Lightning Thieves.
Our story takes place in modern-day America. Percy is a troubled teenager who is diagnosed with dyslexia and ADHD. He has bounced around to 6 different schools and constantly finds himself in trouble. His fortunes only get worse when on a field trip to the Metropolitan Museum of Art, his math teacher, Mrs. Dodds, transforms into a fury and attacks him. His Latin teacher saves Percy by throwing him a ballpoint pen that transforms into a magic sword. After vanquishing the beast, Percy is shocked to learn that nobody even saw the attack. Even his Latin teacher claims that the monster never existed.
All right, class, welcome to the Metropolitan Museum of History. I forgot the title of the place we're at. I'm drunk. Just kidding, I'm not. I'm a teacher. What grade are we in as a reminder for all the people in the grade?
First grade?
Oh my gosh, right, I forgot. All right, we're in first grade.
I'm going to climb the dinosaur.
Okay.
Get down!
Guys. Hey, Mrs. Jones. You are rattling. Sorry. You're rattling the sculptures with large penises.
I'm climbing the large penis sculpture.
Get down from the penis sculpture.
Now, students, if
sorry, keep going.
If
keep
you
going.
Look up
so
at the top here, you can see the insignia.
I'm Percy.
That says,
I can't read that.
Okay, all right.
You have ADHD and dyslexia.
I'm trying to
You're
read it.
Too active in class. You need to, Percy, huh? Do you need a fidget toy to calm down?
Yes, you have buckyballs.
What'd you say?
Buckyballs.
Yes, here's buckyballs. Play with that. I'm so
Why does he get to play with the class hamster?
Because he has ADHD. Yeah.
Throw me the hamster.
Now, if we could all focus here.
Sorry,
okay.
It says Gladiatorus Echercus.
Cherokee.
And what does that mean, everybody? Everybody
I don't know.
Knows.
They're in first grade.
Okay, we all know what that means. Moving on.
Okay, great.
Whoa, why is Mrs. Teacher. What's your. What,
I don't know.
Why is she getting so close
why
to
is
you?
Mrs. Spengler? I
you
don't
smell
know.
Weird, Percy.
I smell weird. Oh my god.
Percy!
Oh.
You little thief!
What is happening? Is this what
You're a thief, Percy!
Is this what periods are?
Return the lightning bolt!
I don't have a lightning bolt.
Then I'll just kill you.
Does anybody have a pen I can stab this bitch with, please?
I have tiny wings, though. I have really tiny
I'm gonna give
wings.
You this pen. I need this pen back. You better give this Let pen back. Just,
holy shit, it's a sword.
I'm chewing on your ankle now.
Okay. Should I just stab it in the face?
Class, if we can focus,
oh,
let's
relax.
Take a look.
Back off.
I'm gonna get you, Percy.
All right, well, I'm just gonna slide this into your neck there. Oh. That's my first kill. I think I liked it.
And I vanish away, like, endgame snap.
I'm so absorbed in my phone that I didn't even see anything that happened in the last room.
Yeah, that's because nothing happened.
This Good. Is blood all over me, your guts.
Percy, are you sure you're not shaken up at all about any of this?
No, I feel great. I feel good.
I mean, about the art.
I got my first erection from that.
Okay.
Is that bad?
Percy resumes the field trip, his mind racing to make sense of the attack. Percy's friend Grover reveals to Percy that dangerous forces are now after them and that they need to go to Camp Half-Blood. They hit the road with Percy's mom behind the wheel as Grover tells Percy what he can expect at camp. P.S. The weather is bad, and they hear screeching in the distance.
Percy, I need to tell you something.
Okay. Can you turn it up? I love this song.
Yeah, for sure.
Good luck,
Percy,
babe.
I need
Good
to
luck,
tell...
babe. You'll have to stop the word just to stop the feeling.
That Good was luck, Good Luck, Babe by Chapel something.
Your dad is so knowledgeable.
Yeah. 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 Why is he talking like a radio announcer?
All right,
sweetie,
well,
that's all right. Can you play another song for him
I
and
actually,
his friends?
I have to go now.
What do you mean?
Should I pull over here or
no,
you want to jump
you
out?
No, you just slow down. I'll
okay,
jump
I'll slow
out.
Down.
All right.
All right.
All right, slow head down, out. See you.
All right, I'll see you later.
Bye, Dad.
Bye.
Bye, Poseidon. Well,
on this day in 1964, the Beatles released their first...
We hear that as he drifts off. Okay, honey, sorry. Grover, I'm so sorry about that.
Yeah,
so
I had something to just get off my chest.
Okay, great. What were you saying?
I need to tell you yes. that when we get to camp...
Yes, I'm so excited for the games.
It's going to be about $2,000 for the summer.
What?
What?
It's a little hefty.
I thought if you were half-blood, you'd get a free enrollment.
Half-off, half-blood.
Yeah.
That's like $1,000.
Well, it's half-off, yeah. It's $4,000.
Whoa, whoa, okay, whoa, whoa, whoa.
For random,
whoa, whoa,
random people have to pay $4,000. Demigods have to pay $2,000.
What?
Well,
I don't remember.
Why are you telling us? I feel like you're kind of sandbagging us. You told us
and
when we're in the car.
There are service charges.
Service. I wouldn't have done this. But... Oh, wait, I think I hear.
Oh, let your dad back in.
Oh, dad.
Let your dad back into the car.
Sweetie, what's going on?
I was just peeing. Why'd you go so far?
How'd you catch up to us?
You are so lucky. I'm an Olympic sprinter.
You're an Olympic sprinter. So yep. This must be the Olympians part of the title.
Can you stop the car, please? I'm an Olympic sprinter, but I'm really
okay,
tired
oh,
right now. Okay.
Okay. Anyway, $2,000.
Honey, do you have $2,000? We gotta send our son to Camp Half-Blood.
Can you request me Venmo?
I'm not gonna. It's not going to me.
Okay, we'll
me.
Have the person just request me.
You gotta get that checked out, honey.
That's
I
not,
don't know why you're
what
making.
What do you mean? It's clearly not me. That's
that
something
wasn't?
Very far in the distance.
God, it sounds just like that noise you make when you're running.
Oh yeah, no, that's
fair.
That's
why I was
that's
confused.
Fair. My running noise.
Wait, there's
yeah.
something out there?
I heard that. Yes.
Oh my gosh. All right. Well, let's keep driving.
Suddenly, a minotaur attacks and immobilizes the car. The boys defeat the monster, but not before it can grab Percy's mom and squeeze her so hard she disappears in a shower of gold.
get over here. Oh, oh, give me a hug.
Oh, it's a little
It's been
tiny.
So long.
Oh,
get over here.
Oh, Centaur.
This is my new dad?
Centaur. Get over here.
Oh, no, stop squeezing her. Stop that. Oh.
So nice to see you all.
Disappears endgame style.
I think she farted. It smells pretty bad.
And you must be Percy.
Yeah, I'm the jokester of the group.
You're such a little rascal. You're six.
Yeah.
First grade. Oh, you're not there anymore.
Yeah, I'm dead.
So what happened to her?
Percy is heartbroken by the supposed death of his mother.
This episode is brought to you by Factor Meals.
Big, bright, warm, sunny days are upon us, guys. And we got to fuel up.
You know, you go, if you're a child, if you're a teenager, your parents could go, hey, mom, I got this tonight. I got dinner.
Yeah.
Slide over a Factor meal.
Four Factor meals on the table for your family.
Yeah.
And guess what? They're not going to complain because it's restaurant quality.
It's the good stuff.
They have 35 different meals with 60 add-ons to choose from.
So how many combos is that? Do the math.
Factor tree.
Factor that. That's good.
I don't know. A lot, Ryan. It's a lot of meals, and you'll never get bored because they have breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and dessert.
You can
breakfast,
and dessert. Lunch,
dinner, and dessert.
That's
so
all
you're
of
never going to get bored. You're going to get all your meals covered.
Do I have
by
to
Factor.
Eat them in that order?
You can eat them all at the same time if you want. They got calorie smart, protein plus, keto options. It's for everyone.
Whoa.
Yeah.
For any of your diet or nutrition goals or needs.
Yeah, guys, if you don't feel like cooking, if you're just like, I don't even want to be cooking, get that Factor.
Head over to factormeals.com/readit50 and use code READIT50 to get 50% off your first box and 20% off your first month.
I'm no mathematician. Sounds like a deal. All you have to do is put in a code.
You have to just put in a code, get 50% off your first box and 20% off your first month. That's your whole month with Factor Meals. How many meals is that? If you eat three times a day and there's 30 days in a, what is that, 90?
That's 200,000.
That's 200 million thousand meals.
Whoa.
That's 200,000 meals, guys.
That's 200,000 meals.
That'll last you the winter.
Yeah. Can you stop touching me?
Do you want to show us how fast it would even take you to enter that code? How
yeah, for sure. Okay. Factormeals.com/ Oh, shoot. Wait, I'm sorry.
She also builds her own font, so she's coding right
she's
now.
Yeah.
About
right now.
2 freaking seconds.
Yeah.
Thank you, Factor Meals, for sponsoring this episode.
They arrive at Camp Half-Blood. Percy is reunited with his Latin teacher, who reveals his true form as a centaur. All the kids at Camp Half-Blood are demigods, whose parents had to at least one of them be a god. The kids all guess which god Percy's father is.
Welcome, Salwe. Good morning.
Salwe. What was that word?
It is I, your Latin teacher.
Oh, he's back from the museum. Hello.
Get used to that,
you
kid.
Know how I was a human in a wheelchair?
Yeah. Wait. Whoa.
Sorry, I'm just readjusting. I'm obviously still paraplegic.
Oh,
but
I thought you were going to stand and we were going to be like, whoa.
I'm half horse right here.
Oh.
That takes up half?
Half is right down there.
So you're half horse, half man, but you're also in the wheelchair still?
Well, again, it's a full...
Is it because of the weight of that won't even let you stand?
Weight-wise, half-wise, it's 75... pounds and it's just right down there and it's that's
like,
all horse.
It's like when those bodybuilders use the plates to do pull-ups.
Exactly. That's
what they based it on. Your horse part.
I could retire off that.
Your horse member.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well,
that's why I'm in a wheelchair.
I'm the other guy. I'm the god of partying and drinking wine.
Yes.
Dionysus. Was that right?
Yes.
Holy
very good.
Shit. I'm Dionysus and this is the horse guy you just met, your Latin teacher.
You can call me whatever you want. I'm chill.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pick something right now to call me.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll call you...
Don't let anything influence what you want to call him.
You can call me whatever you want.
Call you Groomer. This is Grover.
I don't like
you're
that.
You're Groomer.
I don't like that.
That's a good name. I like it.
I don't like... No, I don't like that.
You said I call you whatever I want. I thought you were chill.
It's a difficult time. It's 2024 and I run a camp full of children. I don't want to be Groomer.
It's a hard... You have a hard job.
All right. Let's show you around the camp. This is... do you know who your father or mother is? That's the god? Who gives you the demigod title?
Yeah, I don't want to like name drop. I feel like that's out of bounds.
Oh, it's okay. Hey, if it's one of those lesser known gods, that's totally fine. We got all of them here. If it's if you're one of my kids, you know, I wouldn't know. I party around. I have sex with lots of people.
Okay, well, that seemed like too much information. But I feel like you're just gonna treat me differently once I say the name.
What is it, Zeus?
It's close. It's
close.
It's think what? Think wet.
Wet.
Think wet.
Wet. Oh, he might be your son.
Yeah, wine.
Oh, no.
Wine and sex.
Water. Yep. Think the sea.
Oh, sea horse.
No,
the god of the seahorses.
I feel like you guys know who I'm talking about, and you're just purposely
water,
not.
Water. Mm. Oh, water. What's the opposite of water? Fire.
Hades.
Yes.
Why would I say think the opposite of what it
water,
is?
Water. What?
It's a riddle. Water. Five letters.
Five letters in water.
Two vowels.
Hades. It's Hades.
It's probably.
It's gotta be Hades.
It's not. You know, locking you know
in. Locking in. We're putting it, and you are Grover.
All right. Hades,
Grover, it's good to see you again.
No, it's
so good. We're
going to
put him in the Hades camp.
No, this is my uncle.
Okay. Yes, he's in Hades.
No, this is my
and
uncle.
And we shut the door. We shut the door. He's in Hades.
Damn it. I was too coy. I should have just said it.
Now announcing Hades' son,
no.
Percy Jackson.
Oh,
welcome to Camp Half-Blood.
This guy's Hades' son? Let's bully him.
This is a terrible mistake. My dad's Poseidon.
Nope. It's not. It's Hades.
You gotta believe me. It's Poseidon.
Listen, Percy. If your dad is Hades or Poseidon is your father, he will choose you when he wants to choose you. So we'll know sooner or later.
But for now, we are going to bully you extensively because we don't like Hades. Is that
yeah.
A, yeah, okay.
God damn it. Okay.
Nuggy.
Do you see how I'm walking on water right now?
Still waiting on that payment.
Okay, River of Styx. Hades can turn rivers into Styx. We knew this.
Percy learns that Zeus's lightning bolt was stolen. Zeus immediately suspects it was stolen by Percy on Poseidon's behalf. But Percy believes it was Hades who ordered the theft in order to spark a civil war between Zeus and Poseidon. Alongside his friends Grover and Annabeth, Percy sets out toward the underworld to confront Hades. On the way, they meet three gods: Medusa, Ares, who gives Percy a backpack, and Nereid, who gives Percy three pearls. The pearls are like Poseidon's
gojones.
They warp you back to the sea from wherever you are. They're kind of like
teleportation.
Like in Minecraft.
But just to the sea.
It's like an ender pearl.
Yeah.
I was going to say Homeward Bones from Bloodborne.
Okay, it's like a Homeward Bone.
It's like a Homeward
Bone.
Bloodborne. Dude, he gave us three Homeward Bones.
Holy shit, Medusa. Oh, I'm sorry.
It's me, Medusa.
It's Medusa.
It's Medusa.
Hey, yo, Medusa.
What's up, boys? Yes. Wait, what? Is this Boston or something? What is this?
Well, I don't know, but you.
Medusa.
I think you're doing New York.
Judging by your fit, what's up? Did you just get off a shift as an Elvis impersonator?
Yes.
But they got the snakes going still. But the snake.
The snakes have nothing to do
the
with nothing.
The snakes are
don't
doing
worry
like
about
Elvis
it.
Dances.
What are you boys and love interest doing here?
Just trying to make it in this industry, man.
Huh, good luck. I tried to make it. They turned me to freaking a witch. I was going to say stone, but I turn people to stone. I tried to make it in this industry, and they turned me into a witch.
Hi, I'm Chuck with UTA.
Shit! My yard is full of agents who have been trying to sign me for years, but I keep making eye contact with them.
That's a bummer, yeah.
And I keep turning them to stone. Oh, shit.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're all over the place there, Medusa.
Medusa. That helps me get back into it. Anyways, what do you boys need? What's going on?
We need a ride.
You need a car. To the ocean. Pack your car. Oh,
we need a ride to the ocean.
I got nothing for you. I just got, you know, I just got my Honda Odyssey.
Okay, great. You got nothing for us. Who's next?
Okay, all right, bye.
Oh my God, you guys. Oh wait, I could tell you are such a Capricorn.
I can't with him.
His name's Grover.
This guy must be a Libra.
He is.
That's true, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Well, I'm Aries, and I have a backpack for you, so go ahead and open that up.
Oh, thank you. Oh my God, I'm going to put that back. There's a baby in here.
Yes, I want you to take it out and rub it.
Okay, why?
Because it's choking.
Okay, oh shit. Okay. All right, rubbing the baby.
Yep. Now,
wait,
now
try
tap
patting
it.
The back.
Yeah,
like
pat it.
The back, give it a firm,
put it over your knee.
Firm,
over your knee
firm
and really
tap,
firm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Nice. Oh, a little scroll came out.
Oh, read it, read it, yes. Read it. Oh my God, it's your horoscope.
Yay!
That is such a fun way to like give someone their horoscope.
Oh my God, the baby's choking again.
Okay.
Wait, no, yeah. Can you take your finger and scoop out the food and the throw up, please? Mm-hmm.
Out of its mouth?
Yes.
That is true.
Could you please do that?
You want it to choke again, Percy? Come on.
Oh, you're going to love it.
You're going to love it.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, the throw up on the ground forms letters.
Oh, what does those letters say? forward this to 10 people or you're going to die.
Yeah!
It's one of those.
Oh my gosh! Yes! Wait, can we keep the backpack though?
Yeah, I don't think there's anything else in there.
Okay.
I don't think there's
anything. All right, well, let's just take the backpack.
Okay, I'm going to put it on. Oh my God, it's a bunch of ants.
Oh, sorry. I think it was just on the ground for a while.
Oh, oh.
Yeah, now that I look at it, this place is just like infested with ants.
Yeah, we're at the ant factory, idiot.
Oh, I'm, oh, shit. Okay, Grover, your attitude towards me sucks because I'm Percy's love interest, not yours, and I feel like you're mad about that.
Well, ever since we got into the ant factory, you haven't introduced yourself to any of them. You've been not looking at making eye contact.
Ants, I meant it is the sister of my dad. It's a bunch of my dad's sisters.
Yeah, oh, so it's a bunch of gods in there.
Aphrodite and
whoa, no way.
Antrodite. Right, boys? Yeah. I can joke around, too. I'm not just love interest.
That's great.
I have other characteristics.
What do you want?
You got to put a ring on her. She's perfect.
I'm love interest, and I will do anything for you.
That's the perfect girl right there.
Yeah.
She's kind of being very clingy. She's kind of smothering me.
Oh, shit. Homeward bones.
Yep, and here are three. I would like to give you three little balls.
Oh, shit. Nice.
Let's all eat them at once. Ready?
Okay.
Wait,
Alright, well, your friends are in the ocean. It's
they're
just
the,
gonna be
they
you
can't
now.
Swim.
Yeah, they're in the middle of the ocean.
He's in a wheel.
No, it's supposed to be like a familiar place. You know, you can always get to the ocean.
You can always get to the middle
do
of the ocean.
Do I have to go save them?
Yeah. Well, there's one more pearl.
You get teleported 500 miles.
I honestly believe that if you do this and go save them, the journey is over. So it's either...
Shoot, yeah. Gotta make
and who knows? Maybe they're just floating on their backs right now.
I think they're fine. They seem like strong swimmers.
Help!
Oh, I can hear them from here.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. If I give the berry to like a raft, will the raft be teleported there?
Well, you can think of it as sort of a homeward bone from Bloodlust.
Okay. That elucidates this. Thank you very much.
Nerid gives Percy two more pearls, so they're back up to a total of three. Percy, Grover, and Annabeth reach the entrance of the underworld, which happens to be in Los Angeles.
L.A., the city of L.A.
It's me, Annabeth. I'm the love interest.
And I'm Annabeth's agent.
Yes.
Oh, you're accompanying her to L.A.?
Well, we figured we'd
this isn't
the,
really a...
You gotta get out to L.A.
We figured we'd make the trip to L.A. worth it, you know, just go down and do some job interviews.
We're trying to do a job.
We're on a
so
schedule.
When I speak, is it
we
like
totally
you like to talk while I speak? Yeah. Is that what you like to do, Percy?
Oh, my God. Why'd you bring your... Wait, what?
I was just saying, while we're going down to L.A., we might as well make it worth our while.
I'm trying to stop a civil war between my dad and his brother.
I
and
like
I'm
that. Anyone attached?
A sitcom.
That's good. That's really good.
Everyone's attached.
Yes.
The fate of the world.
Oh, I'm seeing it right now. That's beautiful. Is there a treatment or what? How far in are we? Script?
No, it's not written yet. I'm trying to change it.
A lead in there? Can you try to get me a part?
Are there any?
Annabeth, you can come into the audition.
Oh my God. Okay. Why are we doing this?
This casting director is legendary. And he does is he closes his eyes and just listens.
Okay, great. Hello, I'm Annabeth. 5 foot.
Say you're much taller than that.
5'7".
Say you're much, much taller.
6 feet.
Mm-hmm. One more.
6'1".
Oh, very good.
I'm Annabeth. I'm 6'1". I'm Percy Jackson's love interest. And I'm reading for the part of Goblin Girl.
Okay. And you can start whenever you like.
Leave me alone. I'm not here for you. I'm just trying to get to the city. I'm just trying to get to the city where Papa left me. Papa dropped me off in a little sack on the street. I'm trying to get back to the countryside where I belong, damn it.
That was great. Can we try that again just backwards?
Yes, of course. See, as an actress, you always have to be prepared.
Well, and of course, because this director is, again, legendary. And what he does is he shoots the movie in reverse and then reverses it in post.
Yes. Tenet.
Yes, essentially.
It's kind of just ripping off Tenet.
Well, Annabeth, it's been really nice getting to know you.
Yeah,
we will be in touch.
Oh,
thank you so much, you guys. Could I? Yeah, any notes? Do you want me to do one more?
No, you can just step right out into the hallway.
Okay.
She was awful.
Is it fine if we leave before you guys start your notes?
That was terrible. That was the worst thing. What was that accent? What was that voice
boring.
She was doing? That was crazy. She was doing like a small town voice.
And that's exactly what I'm looking for.
Reverse.
I don't think you should get your hopes
up. As an example to be terrible.
Yes.
An example of what not to do.
See, what I'm saying is just let them end this conversation.
This movie,
clearly not done.
This movie is all about, it's titled The Example of Being Terrible.
true. So this whole time, we've been trying to find the entrance to the underworld.
This is quite a roller coaster, I'm on.
No, just sit back, be silent, and let them reach a conclusion.
Okay,
I think once they say, like, okay, goodbye, and leave, then we're fine.
Okay, goodbye, and leave.
Okay. All right.
All right, cool. So I think
is the title of my next project, and I need you in it.
Oh, my God!
As a person who's not involved.
Okay, yes. I'm going to let you two, you know, sort of work this out. I feel like I don't need to be a part of this conversation.
What?
I'm going to go with Percy, and we're going to go. We had to go to the underworld.
We're trying to find the entrance to the underworld.
Okay.
We didn't even get a chance to talk to your friend.
When
we auditioned everyone in the room. Just a policy.
Okay. What am I auditioning for?
So you want Percy to audition now?
Yes.
Oh, fine. Percy, audition, get it over with.
I'm not really an actor. I don't think anything will happen.
Don't worry. You'll just audition. You probably won't even get it. Trust me, you won't get it. Okay, I've been auditioning for a long time now.
You'll be reading for baseball player number 37.
Great. Oh, I got a hit. I got a hit. I'm running to the base. And I'm at first base, but they're throwing it, so I'm stopping.
That's right, and you may not have picked up he was the fastest baseball player alive, which is why he got to first base so fast.
Wow.
We didn't even write that in the script, and you picked up on that. How did you know that?
I guess
felt it. As an actor, I just felt
now,
it.
Now watch this.
In my bones.
He's absolutely going to ask him to do it in reverse now. Without
I don't even need to see it in reverse.
I could do it, but
that's
I know you trust
because
me.
He
think about
so
this
much.
In a 3D. Think, instead of thinking the lines in 2D, think of it in 3D. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Read this out on the Z-axis.
Okay.
Oh, interesting. I didn't get that note. He didn't give me that note.
No, you don't remember it, but he did.
Can we shut the f*** up? shut the f*** up? Thanks.
You need that confidence going into your next audition.
Out!
You got it.
Yes!
Wait, he's not done. No,
wait.
He did that whole song and dance with the other guy.
He probably has 100,000 things to go back and forth and say.
He's probably like, you got it, not what I'm looking for, but you got it, just not this.
Here's the contract. I'm leaving.
What is this? $10 million.
Percy tries to sign the contract, but his pen turns into a sword again.
Now in the underworld, Hades points out that the lightning bolt is in Percy's backpack. It was a trick by Ares to get Percy to hand deliver the lightning bolt to Kronos, the evil titan that lays dormant. Also in the underworld, it's Percy's mom! But before the two can reunite, the dead of the underworld descend upon our four heroes, and Percy has to make the most ultimate choice on who to use his three pearls on.
Mom, what are you doing?
I'm so sorry, baby. You must have been so devastated when I got squished by that centaur.
Why were you even talking to that guy?
What?
Is he trying to replace dad with
thing? No, he's just an old friend, sweetie. Just an old colleague from Olympia.
We worked together back in the day.
Oh, okay. My God, David, I didn't. Damn it, this is not.
Bro, I feel like you and dad haven't even been split up that long. I feel like y'all could still get back together, and you're just.
How old are you, sweetie?
6.
I haven't seen your father in 6 years. So
okay,
it's
so
been a long time.
Wait, doing the math here, was I the reason?
No, it was. No, you weren't the reason we split up. He just didn't want a son.
Oh, there you are, right. Deborah. I gotta give you the tour. I gotta give you the
Who's
underworld
this guy?
Tour. This is my home.
Who's this guy?
Let me give you a round. Let me show you my.
This is your uncle, Hades.
Why are you wearing a robe?
Hey,
why are you wearing a robe? What is this?
We're just getting comfortable in the underworld.
We work together.
He's a colleague,
what
also from
the
Olympia
hell?
That I worked with.
Uh-huh. Mom, you, freaking, what's the word?
We worked at Unitech.
Yeah.
Our cubicles were 3 apart.
Sure, yeah.
Yep. And we would
Percy, we
got to
get out of here.
Oh, yeah. We got to get out of here. I have 3 pearls.
Perfect. Me, you, Annabelle.
And mom. And mom, please, Jesus, get me out of here. My God, it smells like shit in here. All these dead bodies and stuff. I can't keep fucking your uncle, okay?
But me, your love interest. I want to fuck you.
Oh.
Wait, what?
That's Annabeth.
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Annabeth.
Oh,
hello,
Annabeth.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know if I'm ready for that.
Would you rather fuck your mom or your love interest?
No.
No, no, not like that. No.
Wait, I don't have to fuck my mom. What?
No, you don't have to.
No, you don't have to.
You don't have to. And that's very kind of you to say,
okay.
Deborah.
Oh, thanks.
Of course not. Good.
I thought this was going to be Oedipus.
No. But you should give mama one of those Homeward Bound bone pills.
Don't say mama right now.
You should give mama one of those pearls so mama can get out of here.
Why should I? Plead your case.
Because who's going to do the laundry?
On your knees.
Really, Percy?
Beg.
Okay, fine.
Thanks.
Who's going to do your laundry, take you to school, make your lunches, give you showers, clean your shit, and all the stuff mamas do. Who's going to do all that?
And if I get on my knees, I will give you oral
You don't need to get on your knees.
Jesus, Annabeth, my God.
Let's get out of here. Come on, Percy.
You know what? I'm actually chill with just being here in the underworld.
All right, cool.
I've actually went 360 on that, and I'm cool with it, and well, me I'm and actually, Hades are having fun. Yeah. And Centaur.
I'm taking two of the orbs.
No. Yep. I've actually...
I got two of them.
Wait a minute.
No, wait.
I'm eating both.
No, wait.
I'm in the ocean.
Oh. You're mega in the
He's
ocean.
Drowning.
Wait,
and
I have the last one then.
Oh.
Okay.
Okay, I'll just take it.
That's but okay. Then I just stuck down here with my mom.
Your love interest, Annabeth, will take it. Because you got your mom here, and she's got her new... You have okay. Your new dads.
Here you go.
Okay, thank you.
Back out.
Wait, what?
What?
Now back in New York, Percy and Poseidon meet face to face. Percy hands Poseidon the lightning bolt and confronts him about being an absentee father.
I saved us all. Here's the lightning bolt, Dad.
Great.
You gonna say anything?
Nope.
It'd be nice.
I don't care.
You know,
right,
these are my friends. This is Annabeth. Is Grover.
Doesn't matter. You're gonna forget
nice
the names.
Nice to meet you, Poseidon.
Not nice
You've
to meet
met
you.
Met them like
my
10
mother
times.
Is.
What's your name again? So nice to meet all of you guys.
Who's my mother?
For
Athena?
The first time.
My mother's yeah. Athena.
And you must be.
You know who I am.
Right.
I'm Percy.
Okay.
I'm your son.
Percy, great name.
Poseidon,
you
at
chose
least
it.
Pretend. Hi, Zeus, your uncle.
Oh, hello. Okay.
Zeus, I kneel down.
Hello, Zeus.
No, you don't need to do that. It's okay. I have okay. Plenty of, I have, no.
I gave heard. Him the lightning
yep.
back.
Okay.
Yep.
By the way, did you see that?
He's
just
a
sold
hero,
it. Just sold
Zeus.
It.
Oh, he
sold
gave
it.
You
yeah.
your
just
lightning
sold
back.
Pawned
okay.
it.
I just pawned the lightning.
Thank you so much.
What did you even get for it?
$50.
$50 for a lightning bolt?
Poseidon, I'm not going to lie, not to be that person, but you're kind of scrawny for a god. I thought you would be like more ripped and
I'm
stuff.
I'm not looking at my legs.
Yeah, holy crap. Oh my gosh. I stand corrected. They're quite literally yep. twice the size of your body. You're huge.
Massive.
Poseidon,
you're
put your
prudy,
toga down.
You're like you're...
Yeah, I took a bath.
You took a bath. Why? But you're the god of the ocean. Why do you need to take a bath? That seems like kind of
just
unnecessary.
Just
I'm sorry. What's like your deal there. In your attitude? You're meeting your son that you haven't seen in 6 years. He returned the lightning bolt because he's restoring the
my show is
you.
On.
Why are you like
my
nagging
show
me?
Is on? And I want to watch my show.
And this
what's your show?
Yeah. What show could be so important?
Well,
that
you guys don't get it in the real world, but it's about they make olives. It's a reality show
olives.
Where they make olives, and it's my show is on.
What's
I
it called?
Watch it.
Is it How It's Made Olives?
It's called How It's Made Olives.
Yeah,
the whole
we get
season.
That.
It can't be that hard. They grow on like a tree. Or
how it's made. It's
every episode is just how they make olives.
The full
it's
season,
the
yeah. Each one. Well, what's cool, what they do it? Is each episode's a new factory.
What do okay. you mean how they make
These
olives?
Are, like fake olives?
Olives of food that exist, no?
Well, we've got to bottle them.
We just got HBO. I just made an HBO.
What's next? How It's Made Trees? What are we doing?
Percy, I'm sorry. Your dad is such a loser.
Yeah, he is. Well, he's supposed to be the god of the ocean. He's watching all of this.
You think you'd be excited to meet your son, and I'm so sorry. And you know I'm going to give you a hug, because if your dad doesn't love you, I do.
Oh, thanks.
We hug.
And then I squeeze you too hard, and you turn into gold.
Percy!
Oh, shoot.
Doing ding, ding,
you
ding,
just
ding.
Turn her into gold?
Yeah,
ding, ding.
I could do that. You would
That's
know.
Not
if you
my. I didn't give you that.
Yeah.
How'd you do that? How did you just do that?
Wouldn't you like to know? I picked it up without you. I had to learn to survive, because you abandoned me.
Maybe you're not too bad, kid.
Oh, boy named
how about I extend
I'm
you?
I'm going to pawn her.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fine. How about I extend you an olive branch?
You say olive?
Yes, sir.
I think you and I are going to get along.
Perseus.
This is the start of the sitcom.
Poseidon and Percy hug it out in the pile of dust that is Annabeth. Back at Camp Half-Blood, Percy is telling all his friends about the cool adventure he just had. He takes a sip from his water bottle and immediately falls to the ground, paralyzed. It's because another character, a rival character I haven't mentioned until now, Luke, poisoned Percy and framed him for the theft of the lightning bolt because he's trying to empower Kronos to overthrow the gods and bring on the Age of the Titans. The book ends with a cliffhanger in which Luke shares his evil plan and leaves.
Percy, welcome back. Where's Annabelle?
Oh, hey. Oh, she didn't make it. She couldn't make it, actually. She didn't want to come back.
She didn't want to come
back? No.
Is she alive?
Yeah, she's alive. She's so alive.
Oh, my gosh.
She
thank
said,
God.
I hate all of you.
What?
She said, fuck all you guys.
What?
I'm staying back. in LA.
She texted me like a day ago, and she said, "You guys are the greatest. I just wanted to text you and say I miss you guys."
She was drunk. She didn't mean any of that shit. She's in LA. She's living a hedonistic lifestyle.
Man, that's so sad. I'm going to miss Annabelle.
Yes, yes. We all miss Annabelle. Oh my gosh, little Luke. Miss Annabelle.
Oh, Luke.
Hi. Luke. Lucas Zeusistin.
Oh, who's your
son
dad?
Of Zeus. Who do you think is my son? Perseus Purse Poseidon-ness.
Yeah, I'm glad we go by our short names.
Yeah, yeah.
Jackson.
I'm trying to bring it back.
Yeah, Jackson.
Jackson. Yes.
What
do
you want, Luke?
Well, I'll tell you what I want.
What I really
Kronos at the helm of the world.
Wait. Okay.
It's time for the Titans to reign once again.
Drinks.
The Titans haven't won a Super Bowl since the 70s, and it's time for them to
They're
come
never going
to
win with their guy, Kronos, at the helm.
They will if they murder all the gods.
They're wasting Derrick Henry.
Yes, they sure are. But, you know, he's just having a great time.
I'll tell you what,
there.
If they get Marco DiBario on this next draft, they're a shoo-in for the Super Bowl.
Who's Marco DiBario?
Who's his dad?
The 411 NASCAR driver?
He has a great clothing line.
Yeah.
He could be.
What's that drink you got there? I really want some. That looks good.
Okay, yeah, 1 second. Here you go.
Oh, okay, great.
That's
thanks
how much
for
respect
I was
gonna
ask
you.
Gonna
take
you.
That, man? Are you serious?
I was gonna ask him to do it anyway. I'm kind of freaky. Oh. Here we go.
Looks good. Percy! Oh my gosh, what happened to him?
I spit in it.
You just spit in it? You didn't put anything in it, and that's what it did to him?
No, I think he might be overreacting, honestly. I just spit in it.
You're being a little dramatic.
Oh.
Oh, he's up.
He came too.
Oh,
he was just a little strong.
What happened last night?
Okay, it's been about 30 seconds.
Yeah, it was.
I being weird. I feel like I was getting a lot of anxiety. Yeah. Was I being a weirdo?
You didn't. Nothing was accomplished
like
in
was
the time
being,
since
what
you
what did
drank.
I say to you?
No words.
It's been like 20 seconds.
You just were unconscious.
Was I touching you? I'm sorry. If
you're
I was
still
being
the
weird.
Same. We're still in the same minute.
Okay, everybody, shut up. The reason I brought you here is to tell you my evil plan.
You gotta just. What? Talk a little low.
There,
my head hurts.
Drink this drink, Percy.
We only let him hang around because he's old
don't
and he can get
it
us
again.
Alcohol.
The last one made you seize up and freaking. Okay, well,
That one was faster than the last one. I'm not
what
convinced he even
again?
Went out.
Okay, everybody, shut up.
I feel like I was just like.
Oh, now that you're all awake again, I'm going to tell you my evil plan.
Okay,
okay.
Great.
Now don't spit in his cup. Finish the sentence.
But before I tell you my evil plan, drink this.
Okay.
Hey, it's
Grover,
just water.
Grover, do you want to go play Capture the Flag
yeah,
or something?
Yeah, let's get out of here. This
let's,
is.
Let's get out of here.
I feel like these two are going to be in a
everybody
loop.
Everybody, shut up.
They're,
okay,
it,
the
it
Titans are good.
Loop.
The gods are bad. We're going to kill the gods. Western civilization's got to be.
We're
going to
head out and play some.
I'm Lucian Zeusathon.
All right, that's awesome.
Come to my Zeusathon.
All right, I'm going to be on the blue team. You want to be red?
I'll be red.
Okay, let's go capture. I'm
going to guess. And right about now, he should be giving him a drink.
Yep.
Okay.
Dump that right in my mouth.
Who else dares to defy me?
What does that even mean?
All where right. is my next foe?
Wait, I have an idea.
Yeah.
Next time he spits, let's just put a board up so the spit bounces back at him.
All right.
And let's goes into his mouth.
Hey, Percy. Drink this. Okay. Here you go, Percy. Drink that.
God damn it.
Throw it at the board.
I grabbed the cup,
throw it
in his face.
Oh, I
should
have seen that coming.
So annoying. And nobody likes hearing your evil plan. You've been reciting it ever since Percy left for this lightning bolt bologna.
Oh, he's down. All right. Well,
he's
the last.
Pretending to be asleep so he doesn't have to answer to the questions.
It's the last day, last night of Camp Half-Blood. I feel like we should all sing Wagon Wheel.
Still have
wagon
not
wheel.
Put down the deposit.
Ooh.
Just request me again. Okay. My Venmo's being weird. Should we all sing Wagon Wheel and kind of put our arms around each other be by the bonfire? Last day of camp.
Yeah, I like that.
Rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel.
Maybe let's all do this. Let's do the same part of the song at the same time.
Oh, sorry. Mama, rock me.
Yeah, give me a hug, Percy.
We're
just give me a hug. I'm going to miss you so much.
He's turned to gold. I killed him on accident.
No more sequels.
Percy's determination to overthrow Kronos is renewed, and now you know all about Percy Jackson and the Olympians, : the Lightning Thief.
Woo!
Percy
Jackson
crazy.
And
what?
The Lightning Thief.
Have fun editing that.
Did you guys read Percy Jackson?
You go.
I read the first 50 pages, and then I kind of wasn't really vibing with it. I'm not trying to be a contrarian. I said, then I watched the movie, so I was like, okay, well, I don't need to watch. Then Sea of Monsters. Read the first 50 pages of that, and then I was like,
"Whoa, you got a formula
out.
Down."
Yeah,
Percy Jackson, Rick Riordan, all his books, read all of them, was obsessed as a kid.
You read you read Percy Jackson. Mm-hmm. You read Lucas Nelson and The Promise. No, what was it? The Zeus book?
Those ones. There's also like the Egyptian ones. And they were so great. Yeah. Such fun. I loved all of them very much.
That's great.
Thank you, guys.
I never read them. Watched the new Disney Plus series, didn't finish it. Watch the movies. I like the movies because I watched them in like middle school. Those were fun.
My brother really liked them.
Logan Lerman.
He's good.
Yes.
The Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Oh, yeah.
Harry Potter or Percy Jackson?
Hey, and that girl you think is hot, she was Annabeth.
Alexandra Daddario.
I think she's hot now.
thought she was hot then, you were a kid. Like,
okay, yes.
And she was also...
She's probably like 20 when she statement. Did that.
Really?
Yeah, because she's like 30
That's okay.
Now,
when you're 8, you can think 20-year-olds are hot.
Oh, okay.
You can think, right? Can't you? Well, of course you can.
Yeah.
What? I was 8 crushing on like...
What's her name? Alexandra Daddario.
Mm-hmm. I was 8 crushing on like freaking... Jason Bateman and shit. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Like an odd choice.
That was the first actor that came to mind.
I see it, but that's not the first guy you think
of. Do you guys
of.
Think that Percy Jackson is the American answer to Harry Potter?
That is
maybe.
So brave.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, has he said any, like
not as successful.
Not as culturally impactful, but like, I would say.
Sort of our Harry
how
Potter.
Many,
good
how many movies did they have with Logan Lerman? Was it 2? Was it Sea of Monsters?
I think there was 2, yeah. Yeah.
They did 2, and then they stopped it.
Yeah.
I think The Hunger Games is our Harry Potter.
In what way?
Oh.
In the way that there's more movies and more books.
There are not more books.
Oh, how many Percy Jackson
Percy Jackson's. Well, they got like 5, right? And then they got all the spin-off series.
Yeah, there's so
many. I mean, she's still trucking. She's writing another Harry Potter, Hunger Games book.
Oh, that's cool.
Oh.
Yeah.
You think she's
Suzanne Collins comes out with a Harry Potter.
The book or die first?
Suzanne
Collins, she's not like... death age.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize she was immortal and she can't get into car accidents.
Oh my gosh. I think she'll finish the book. I think the book's already done because they're starting, production on the movie.
I liked Alex Rider a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Who's
teenage
that?
Super spy. 14-year-old.
That's my cousin, yeah.
Alex Rider?
Yeah.
Wow. I love his work. Anthony Horowitz wrote the book.
It's not Who's my cousin.
He's the writer of Alex Rider.
If you were one of the gods, who would you want your dad to be? Wait, what? No, if you were a son of a god, who would you want the god to be? Who would you want your dad to be if they were a god?
Disney.
Jason Bateman.
I don't know.
Who would be a good dad?
I don't think any of them would be good parents at all.
I think that's sort of what they're known for, right?
Yeah, as being like horrible parents.
I always wanted to be Hephaestus's son.
Who's that?
He has the wings on his shoes.
No, that's
fast.
That's
Hephaestus does iron.
He's an iron or
blacksmith or something.
Blacksmith, and he invents stuff.
Who's the guy with the wings on his shoes?
Oh,
that's Hermes.
Hermes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would do the girl who like is perpetually like. Single and is like a warrior. Who's that?
Athena. Athena is single. No. Apollo and is it Apollo and Athena?
Apollo is no. That's Aphrodite.
She's the one.
No,
she's
not Aphrodite.
She's like with her group of girls and they're all like warrior
she's
women or whatever or something.
Oh, like in Wonder Woman.
Yeah, I'd be like
Amazon.
Amazons.
Yeah, I'd be like an Amazon. Yeah. But there's a Greek god for it.
Yeah.
Artemis.
Artemis.
Yeah.
Artemis.
I'd be Artemis's daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
And I'd be. With my bow and arrow and stuff, and I would be like single with my girls.
Single with your girls, yeah.
All the single ladies.
I would work for Amazon.
The rainforest or the corporation?
The rainforest, for sure. Mm. Cutting those trees down.
I'd say Dionysus. I'd like to have a fun time.
Yeah. Probably good at poker.
Probably good at just having fun. Probably not a great dad.
No.
We have fun.
Yeah, yeah.
But we have fun.
He's a dad, but he's not a father.
Mm. Yes, exactly.
It's elaborate more on that for us, for the viewers at home.
Well, dad is there for you. You know, he's absolutely
taking
pictures on and planning trips and just having a great time and, you know, coaching your sports teams and stuff. But a father.
Mm.
And now what about a son but not a or a child but not a son?
Oh, that's
child could be any gender.
That's a daughter or any gender that's not
male.
Okay.
Then a son is a man.
Son's a man.
Yeah. Son grows up to be a man.
Mm. All right.
So mothers, be good to your daughters.
And John Mayer.
Be good to your daughters.
I think Poseidon's a good one. I think Percy.
He lucked out because he can sort of focus on just Percy because there's only one, right?
Oh, is that so?
Isn't there only one?
Yes.
It's just him.
The big three are not supposed to have kids. Yeah.
Yeah, they weren't supposed to.
No, they absolutely do. Don't all the Zeus children? Zeus has like a billion kids running around.
Yeah, but they had to stop having kids, those top three.
Oh, really?
So that's why it was such a big deal that he's Poseidon's kid.
Oh. Mm. But all the kids are... Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Okay.
I guess I don't know. I didn't read the book. I just watched the show. I thought there was like
all the kids.
No, the Zeus.
The top three had to stop. Why?
Well, you know.
They gave them birth control.
Fucking too much.
I think so.
They gave God male birth control with it. And the gods have male birth control, but we don't have it yet on human earth.
What's up with that?
What does that tell you?
All powerful gods have male birth control, and we don't yet have it here on human earth.
And we don't even have it for the men here on earth, the silly little mortals.
You know, if.
Okay. Alrighty. Cool.
Thank you all.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening or watching. We didn't read it. You guys can listen to our podcast anywhere you get podcasts. Check it out on YouTube.
If you ate a meal while you listened to the podcast, comment what the meal was or what your snack was. I'm curious.
And don't forget to follow us on American High Shorts, College Life, Barely Adult, the new channel that they've launched. Give them some love.
Yeah. Also, comment where you live. Yeah.
No. No, don't do that. Kids, don't do that. Right.
Don't forget to follow us on our individual socials as well, gamers. Thank you for listening. And this is American High and College Life.
Did you get a glare in your face?
This is us. No, it's loading. This is us signing off.
And I'm your host.
And I'm your co-host.
And I'm the man on the keys.
And this is our guest. Thank you so much to our guest, Hyde, who will never again be on the podcast.
And shout out to Marco DiBario.
Yes.
The sponsor.
Use code Marco DiBario.
Big things coming. Big
first merch.
At thriftthrift.com.
Yes, we have hot merch coming. Marco DiBario.
It's not a real website.
Marco DiBario.
Don't do that.
Marco DiBario.
Stickers, pins, jackets,
shirts.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.